It's Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We are at the 32nd chapter. 32nd chapter and about 32, verse 32, if you'd like to go along with us here. We're going to start. Let's start reading. Because of all the evil the sons of Israel and the sons of Judah, which they have done to provoke me to anger, they, their kings, their leaders, their priests, their prophets, the men of Judah, and all and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, they have turned their back to me. And not their face, though. I taught them, teaching again and again. They would not listen and receive instruction. Notice here, the leaders, the priests, the people, everyone involved had turned their back on God. How long does it take for a nation to have their leaders, their priests, their pastors, to turn on God? How long does it take that? Well, folks, take a look at New York. Take a look at New York. L.A. San Francisco. Look at these places. It's like the devil's stronghold in many of these places across the United States. Chicago. And many of these places have turned their back on God. We think, oh, we'll never do that. This is the United States of America. Hide and watch, folks. Hide and watch. They're going downhill fast. But they put their detestable things in the house which is called by my name to defile it. They put their detestable things. They built the high places of Baal that are in the valley of Ben Hinnom to cause their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire to Molech, which I had not commanded them, nor had it entered my mind that they should do this abomination to cause Judah to sin. Now, therefore, thus says the Lord God of Israel concerning this city of which you say, it is given into the hand of the king of Babylon by sword, by famine, and by pestilence. Behold, I will gather them out of all the lands to which I have driven them in my anger, in my wrath, and in great indignation, and I will bring them back to this place and make them dwell in safety. Notice here, God gets angry. He has emotions just like you and me. And he has basically a capacity for being angered. And this is something we ought to realize. And God can control himself. Just like he said here, I'm going to bring it back. But they made me mad. They stirred me up. And I watched them go whoring after other gods, putting their kids through the fire, doing many of these things. And God is saying, I'll bring them all back. I'll make them to dwell in safety. They shall be my people. I'll be their God. And I will give them one heart and one way, and that they may fear me always for their own good and for the good of their children after them. I will make an everlasting covenant with them that I will not turn away from them. Notice here, God is saying here, I'll make an everlasting covenant and I'll never turn my back on them. Never. That's something for God to say. I'll never turn away from them. To do them, I'll not turn away from them. To do them good, and I will put the fear of me in their hearts so that they will not turn away from me. I will rejoice over them to do them good and will faithfully plant them in this land with all my heart and with all my soul. For thus says the Lord, just as I brought all this great disaster on this people, so I am going to bring on them all the good that I am promising them. Fields will be brought in this land of which you say it is a desolation, without man or beast. It is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. Men will buy fields for money, sign and seal deeds, and call in witnesses in the land of Benjamin, in the environs of Jerusalem, in the cities of Judah, in the cities of the hill country, in the cities of the lowland, and in the cities of the Negev, for I will restore their fortunes, declares the Lord. You know, he's going to allow Nebuchadnezzar to inflict some damages and take away a good bit of their wealth, their houses, their temple, their kids. Everyone that doesn't go into captivity is going to die by the sword or famine or pestilence. They got to either submit or submit to die, one or the other. And these high places were in the most important and grotesque part of Molech. Worship took place. It's where these high places where the Molech worship took place. Children were offered in sacrifice to this awful pagan god. And God uses his power to accomplish his purpose through his people. God doesn't give you power to be all you want to be, but he gives you power to be all what he wants you to be. The people of Israel had to learn that trusting God meant radically realigning their purposes and desires toward him. God gave them one heart toward him. We must develop that singleness of heart and action to love God above anything else. The hill country spoke of in this passage of 32:44, the hill country was in the western Palestine. The Negev is the southern part of Judah. And God is speaking here of a restoration, how he's going to bring them back, and also how he's going to punish those that he used to punish his own people. He's going to punish the ones that punished his own people. So God is promising. And in the first part of chapter 33, then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah again, the second time, while he was still confined in the court of the guard, while they still had him imprisoned. Thus says the Lord, who made the earth, the Lord who formed it, to establish it. The Lord is his name. God, the Lord is his name. Call to me, and I'll answer you. And I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know. Call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. What a beautiful verse of Scripture. All you have to do is call on me. Let's call on him right now. Lord Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we're calling on you right now. We're calling on you to tell us great and mighty things which we do not know. I don't know it. I just don't know it. I submit myself as one that don't know it. And I'm calling on you to show me great and mighty things which I don't know. If you want to call on God for this very thing, call on him with me. Call on him with this prayer. I'm calling on you, God. Show me things which I don't know. Great and mighty things which I don't know. I receive them right now in the name of Jesus. I submit to him. I submit to your blood. I submit to your forgiveness. I submit to your spirit. And I'm calling on you, Father. Show me things which I don't know, because I don't know it all. Thank you, Lord. I receive it. I receive it in whatever access, whatever media, whatever you want me to receive it at. In a dream, in a book, in the Bible, in your word, I receive it in the Spirit, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that you are showing me great and mighty things that I don't know. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, keep looking up, folks, and keep calling on him, because we don't have anything else. Man doesn't know a thing. And if you think anybody knows anything, you're fooling yourself. Because person is a man that leans on the arm of the flesh. If you're leaning on the arm of the flesh, you just lost it. You just lost the battle. Because that arm of flesh is going to fall and crumble, and there's going to be nothing left. And great will be the fall of that man. So you better watch who you're following. Watch whom you're giving your allegiance to, because it ain't worth it. It ain't worth it, because man knows nothing. God is the one you call on. He's the one that's going to show you great and mighty things which you know at all. Give it to him and let him show you right now. Just as we prayed, believe that you're going to receive. If you didn't receive it, don't fret, because the answer, he's promised. He's promised that he's going to show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Call on it, and he will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Well, folks, that's our time for today. If you want to go to our website, krciradio.com, you can find our many of these uploaded. We'll take this 33rd chapter up tomorrow, and we'll keep calling on God to show us those great mighty things, and he will do it. He will do it, and he's doing it right now in Jesus' name. I believe it. Believe, and you'll receive. If you don't believe, you ain't going to receive nothing. Believe, and you shall receive. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study. Show yourself approved.
God.